Most worrying one is the increment of the price of the license. Formerly, the license was 64 cedis, right? And now that it has been changed, we add 64 cedis to 91 cedis, making it 155 Ghana cedis. That is the amount that we are going to pay now. That is the most worrying one of it. Yesterday, I went to meet the boss himself, Mr. Musa, and he have explained things to us, and we have understanding. Even I, the one speaking now, David Aguado, my license have been forged by another person. I mean, say two of us are using one license now. Two of us. I am the original owner, and they have do Photoshop for somebody to be using. In the same, the certificate of competence of mine is the same certificate of competence of for the other person. To me, I understand it somehow. But yesterday we saw the whole Greater Accra. I was in the voter region going to station to go and solicit idea for our drivers, from our drivers. And it's like most of us are in support of it that the license are fake. But my question is, how will we know that the one that they say they are doing now, they will not fake in DVLA boss himself, Mr. E.W. Musa, explained things to us yesterday vividly, and I understand him very well. But where I'm taking it from is why we drivers alone, if this administration comes, then we come to be a target. You know why I'm saying this? They say accident, accident, accident. That's why they brought that yellow sticker that we should paste it on our car round so that we will not have accident again. But my question for that one is the accident not happening again, or did that thing stop accident? The answer is no.
David, you stated that you agree that the licenses in the system now are being duplicated. A lot of people are faking them. So we want that problem to be solved. And that is why the DVLA is doing this new biometric card, which also has a SIM card in it, which will be difficult for anybody to duplicate. So why should you be against it?
Right. We are not against it. You see, with the explanation he gave to us yesterday, with the call of the Concerned Drivers Association of Ghana, yesterday, we accept the explanation and everything. But the cost is too high.
So how much do you want it to cost?
At least 100 Ghana is enough. Because we are replacing it. We are not taking new lines.
You heard a spokesperson of the Concerned Drivers Union, David Aguado, talking to Bubu Klinogo.